I can see your energy, and I'm waiting now your frequency to rise. Before you interact with me, before you collab with me, or try, better get up on your frequency. If you're trying to see me, share the same space or breathe anywhere near where I be.
Discipline stoners. What's your discipline? You a stoner? That's cool. So are we.
I'm high a lot. It's weird to finally say that with pride. I'm high a lot. Being high has helped me with my anxiety. It's helped my social skills. Well, it's helped me feel okay about my shitty social skills. It doesn't make my social skills better, but it sure does make sitting in that awkward moment in a social interaction a lot more bearable. You know, that moment where no one in the group has anything left to say, and you desperately want to yell at all of them, just say something. Being high makes that hilarious and not torture.
Yo, it's 11 from Angertown. These plants just help me chill out. Found focus, found confidence. All of a sudden I was productive. Less protective, more progressive. Yeah, we talk about stuff like I'm a next sommelier. But this is about a medicine, baby. We wish everyone a mindful life. It's been a helpful tool for us. Whatever the route to peace, it's each individual's journey. And the more we communicate, maybe we can all help each other out. Love and light. Welcome to Discipline Stoners Podcast with your host, 11.
And my name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And that's Ralph.
And welcome back to another episode of Discipline Stoners. I'm your host, 11.
My name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And today, OMG!
I am very excited to introduce our next guest. We met on a film set, I think over 6 or 7 years ago.
We were co-stars together, actually.
Co-stars together.
I'm in the acting game. Y'all didn't know.
And it was such an incredible... We'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk
about
it.
She's a very accomplished...
It was a hot film to be a part of at the time. Like, it was. I remember wanting to audition for it and not getting to audition for it. Anyways,
but Samantha!
This person, artist, actor, philanthropist, lovely human being. You've seen her on Batwoman and Coffee and Cream, which is streaming on Netflix. Please welcome Samantha Cole!
Way too shy for this, guys. Say.
Welcome. Come on, lean into your greatness now. How you doing?
So welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. We saw each other last week because
the week before.
Yeah, this is why we've kind of reconnected again, because actors are always like, you do a project and then you make great connections, but it's a job.
You never see each other again.
You never see each
you
other
think
again.
You are too.
Yeah.
It's like, we're gonna move in.
We're gonna be best friends, and I'm not gonna do that thing where you say you're gonna be friends and then you're not gonna be friends, and then you do the thing.
Just accept it, actors. You just have love for the person that you're in this cool little experience with, and...
And I feel Toronto actors do better, because I feel like we have like
that's
this
true.
Community that we always come back to.
That's true.
I agree with that. And there's a lot of pockets of communities. We have some good acting, like really like world-renowned acting coaches and stuff. So
we're in a gig. We thought you were in Vancouver because we did Side Boob together how many years ago?
It feels like 10 years.
No, it's not
seven.
10 years.
I think it's seven.
It feels like forever.
Yeah. I think it's 6 or 7.
Because I think there was a couple years in there that were pretty jam-packed.
With what?
2020.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But you've been out here killing it, and then out of nowhere, Winnie has the show at this little bar in Kensington.
Shout out Lola.
And then who is sitting there but the queen herself, just Samantha, being high as fuck.
And, like, no one's there also. Like, it's just so fucking random that...
that you were there. Like, it's so random and beautiful.
There were 12 people there, you know what I'm saying? You were one of them, so the universe was like...
It's just randomness.
What is your connection?
Well, it was Xavier, right? So, like, he just randomly reached out. Because, like, I have so many friends, acquaintances in the industry. Not many people invite me places, and it's mostly because they never know where I am. Mm. And I like it that way. I just never announce where I'm at because I never know where I'm going to be next.
Yes.
But Xavier was like, yo, come to this comedy show. And I'm like, yes.
Aww.
So any way to show support. And then I knew Ryan was going to be there, so I wanted to support him too.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah. So thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming. The amount of art, I was really touched. We were having a rough day, like individually, and I didn't want to do the show. I was like, I'd fucking, like, once it gets fall, I'm like, can I hibernate? Like, I think that I just would prefer to be awake for like 3 or 4 hours per day, like through fall and winter, unless I'm somewhere hot. And then we went there, and like there were actors who did monologues, and there was like a little interview portion at the beginning with all of the people who were performing and people doing stand up, and there was two people in the crowd who like were obsessed with Murdoch mysteries. It was really like
it was
like a movie. Like, you can't
really
make this shit up.
Facts.
You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Major facts.
Yeah, it was a really it was a treat seeing you there. It was a treat seeing Jazz there. It was a whole
yeah. She was funny
vibe.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. Do you ever do theater?
I aspire to.
Oh.
I've dabbled a little bit, like, with, like, classes, and then, like, within the class have people come in and watch, but, like, nothing really extraordinary.
Yeah.
I aspire to.
Yeah.
It just takes dedication.
But you're very good at film.
Yeah. I you know what? Humble is a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm great, but then you're
all
like,
right.
Oh.
True.
Okay,
so what did, well, yeah, no, what did you do? Can I just have, between magically appearing at Winnie's stand-up show the other day and us doing side boob, how you been,
okay.
Yo?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man, that is such
fill
a
us
loaded.
In.
That's loaded.
Yeah, I know. I was
do
like,
we have time?
Yeah, exactly.
I've just been literally just, like, exploring and traveling the world and following my heart.
Mm. Let's go!
Literally, yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah. I didn't expect to be where I'm at. But, like, it's all so necessary and all so beautiful. Like, look at my life like a romance novel.
Mm.
It's so beautiful.
Was there a point where you weren't following your heart?
I just didn't realize, like, I'm a lot more intuitive now.
Mm.
Yeah. Comes with time.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah. And just experience and bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I had to go through bullshit. Like,
yes.
All of us do. Yeah. I think there's this, like, really sacred divine thing when we're going through bullshit, but our human egos are like, I don't want this. But, like,
why me?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why not me, though?
Yeah. But then there's something else going on that's like, just like, I know that it doesn't necessarily, like, feel good, but just, like, don't worry. Like, it's coming.
Trust.
You know? Like,
trust that higher arcing unfolding that you can't see.
Yeah.
It's ushering you out of a door, and you're like, but it was my goal to be in there. And then it's like, but then you get out of that space, and then like, whoa, look at this other space you're in. Like, you got to trust it. But that shit can hurt, like pulling a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've been acting, yo. You've been like on it.
Yeah.
Like, you did the thing.
Yeah, I've been consistent with acting, even though my relationship to, like, the way I feel about acting has completely changed.
Oh, how so?
I'm not as passionate about it, surprisingly.
Like, you don't care as much?
Literally, I don't care as much. I'm not even gonna front.
You can't.
I think that's a,
like,
good place
it
to
starts
be.
To fe- it's starting to feel like a 9-to-5.
Mm.
It's not like I'm not still doing it. It's just like, okay, I just noticed that I'm not as passionate, but I'm still here, so that means something.
You're never going to be as jazzed as when you had less experience and you booked a role that now you'd be like, oh, I'm a day player, sure. Like, I'm almost at rent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, two more days, I'm good. And you look at it like that. Like, if it's same with me as a rapper. It's like, I'm just like, that gig, and it's like, sure. And it's like, unless it's like pushing the amount of audience I've performed in front of, it's like, sure, and I feel you. And then you will never be exciting as when you had no experience, because now you have experience into you, so you almost need more to open the threshold of excitement.
Yeah. And I'm working on, like, just showing up as organically as possible. Like, I'm not trying to go on set and be like, hey guys, it's like, no, I'm actually just chill. And as people might be like, well, are you okay, Samantha? And it's like, no, I'm actually just really chill. I don't want to put on a face. This is
Bless.
Just, I'm grateful to be here. Every role is always a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every
gratitude
role.
Talk about it.
But I just want to be as organic as possible. It's exhausting putting on a front.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot, there is a lot of competition, that's just true. So I think also actors feel this sense of, like, that I'm just happy to be here type thing. And we're like, let me tell you that I will do anything that you want me to do through my like
I can
enthusiasm.
Ride a horse. I can
right?
ride a horse. I can shoot arrows.
Yeah. So I think we do get caught in that, and I imagine how exhausting that would be if you were doing it all the time. I still have some bushy, bright-eyed because I'm not working as much.
I'm just happy to be
but
here.
But you're creating and doing what you want, yeah. which is what I'm working on too. Like yeah. right now, I'm working on like expressing myself through all of these other facets yeah. of artistry. Like
that's
I'm
so
painting
beautiful.
And dancing, and I'm singing, and I'm writing. I'm writing a novel right now that's like basically my life.
Hey!
It's, yeah, what? Like I'm just exploring all the facets of the art.
Isn't that nice right now? To feel drawn in different directions, and it will refresh and rekindle your spark with creativity, and it's just creating. Down the road, your guys' strength and skill and network is a film, so you'll be able to make a movie out of whatever you create, but draw on the canvas of life and let
yes,
it pull it out of you different
exactly.
ways. Yes.
Because I was freaking out about the whole acting thing for a minute. I'm like, do I not want to act anymore? But I'm like, no, it's actually kind of like poetically beautiful. I'm like literally doing all these I went to New York to study at the Actors Studio.
Woo!
I signed up for new classes here. Shout out to Sophie and Rooney. What did I do? I lost my train of thought. I do that.
No,
what's
but
my point of bringing this up?
Oh, we do that all the
you've
time.
You've been expressing
but,
in
high.
Different ways. You've been expressing in different
right, so
ways.
Right, so I'm trying to like rekindle my passion
yeah.
in an organic, more powerful way. I just feel like when like I'm still like when I watch movies I'm like yo I'm so inspired I want to you know what I mean so it's like even though the acting thing feels different there's part of me that's like excited to like reignite what's next
you're taking it from
thing.
The real down space
yeah.
you're taking it from down here and that's yeah. that's that will have sustainability because you get all excited up here it runs out
yes
people fill
exactly.
this they fill the air they fill the space with nonsense it runs out.
That's facts.
I want to hear a seed of passion and then chill. And we're constantly doing it because we're like, look at me. You're going to evaluate me as higher if I influence you. But what are you influencing from? You're like, yo, if it's not the shiny tool, you see me on Netflix, but look, I also like it. And that's just like, you got to choose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you're choosing yourself right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also just becoming like a full, well-rounded person. Like I think sometimes I feel like less than because I'm not a cinephile and I don't know a lot about movies. Like I'm definitely a consumer when it comes to watching.
Like you ever talk to Rich Rodder about film?
Oh, no, I haven't
talked
to
our director? Yeah, like our writer director from Side Boob, they can go on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that's the guy who wrote, and that show had the showrunner and the producer from,
yeah,
and
they,
I'm like,
they know. They've
damn,
done their research.
You make me feel like a fake out here.
Yeah, they're like, an actor's supposed to do this, and it's like, I feel like I'm my own individual actor, so like this is how I'm going to be.
This is my rendition.
Like, yeah.
I love that.
But to try other things, I'm even in an acting class right now, and it's like really, I'm just learning.
Writing
class, sorry,
Second
not
City.
An acting class. I haven't taken acting
nice.
Class almost all year because I've just
which is
kind
rare.
Of the same thing where it's like, I need to stimulate a different part of me or like a newer part of me that
which
is
ultimately feel like fuels the
whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always like I've talked about this before too. Like retirement is like a lie. Like I don't think we want to stop.
I don't want to do nothing.
We want to keep creating and not just in the arts, like always. I think that's like when you're learning new skills, like that's got to be so good for your brain and
mm-hmm.
like your gray matter in there.
That's one thing. That's the one thing I'm not the one thing, but like I think my favorite thing about acting, like since I became an actor, like I became like an explorer. That's what I wrote in the blurb.
Mm.
I became an explorer of like life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love
yes.
that.
Well, let me tell you, I sometimes get down in the dumps with my emotional states, but I love feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love our senses
mm-hmm.
and like the fact that we can feel so much heartbreak. Sometimes even when I'm in extreme heartbreak, there's an observer part of me going, you'll be able to tap into this again because you're feeling it right
We're
now.
We're such actors.
Oh yeah. My
Can't
God.
Escape it, yeah.
You are such actors.
Yeah.
You're such.
You're an actor too.
I'm an actor
have
too.
Have you not done anything since Side Boob, like acting related?
No, I have.
So then why are you
No, 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 I'm just,
modest?
I'm saying,
your, he makes fun of me all the time for being such an actor.
Actors, like I,
you're an artist.
I live as an artist. Yeah. I live as an artist.
That's true.
But between us, when Winnie's like, when I say like I love film, and Winnie's like studying her script and like remembering, and she's like such an actor, and she's feeling when she talks with her actor friends, you guys get all like emotional and stuff, and I'm just a little
just get excited.
Music, I'm more of a musician in the way I live my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I want to compose something, and then everything I got to say will come out between 0 and 3 minutes on that beat. Mm. And the actors are just full of expression, prowess, and statement. And I'm just like, yo, I'm, damn. Like, I wish
actors
I was more
are
of an actor.
Actors also self, like, we're insane people. I've started doing every time I'm on set and I'm with someone.
Are you okay? Are you coughing? Oh.
No, I'm Tourette's. You don't remember that? Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember that.
So when I got this in my hand, I can't do it. So I go.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're like, is my man having a seizure over here?
Is it actually Tourette's, or are you just like self-diagnosed?
1000% diagnosed by a doctor, Tourette's.
Wow.
Yeah, but I self-diagnose autism because it's obvious. Look at the signs.
I mean, you know, I can relate. I feel like you were in the middle of saying something.
I'm sorry, Winnie. I
do that. I do that.
So
you know, like,
fun.
I
can't
little
remember.
Little break for autism.
But like, I do feel like I have like all of the things, but I don't like to subscribe to saying it as if there's something wrong with me.
No,
there's
but
I just like to say like I'm just weird. Like I can just sum it up and say like I'm just fucking weird.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I dig that. I like the label because people back off a bit.
Yes.
Okay.
We're smoking.
I fucking love the label. I love it because people...
We're rated R already with the weed.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Might as well take my top off. Although I can. Isn't that weird?
You can do that.
Guys can. Bullshit. Girls can.
And it's
That's
not
weird.
As weird, you know?
It's not as weird.
Yeah.
Because we have fat attached to ours.
Yeah, just a little extra fat, and so that's what makes it a little weird.
But I can't take my bottoms off.
No, either can we.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This weed is fire,
I know it's
dude.
Good.
What are we smoking?
This is shout out Ben from Trees.
Oh, my God.
That's my man.
Is this the...
permanent...
Cap junkie? No.
Cap junkie, or might be some high fructose corn syrup.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know. He gave us... We should check it out. There's a lot of bottom of the bag on the top, because I rolled it out first. I can give you a cleaner bottom.
Okay, I want to talk to you guys about Side Boob, okay? Mm-hmm. There's this show. Okay, so first of all, back in like 2000, probably...
That's what the big buds look like.
I think they shot in 2016. That's what I'm going to say. There wasn't a lot of like really dope-ass non-union shit going on, you know? Like there was the non-union scripts that were coming your way if you were non-union. Like you were like, cool... But
felt
and
like
I'll
a
do
student
it,
project
and I'll do
almost.
It, but like it's, I know that it's maybe not gonna, you know, there's not, it's not gonna become huge.
It
whatever.
Might not hit.
But Side Boob came along, and Lisa Parison attached her name to it.
Who's a big casting director in Toronto? Thank you, Lisa Parison.
We've,
love you.
I fucking love you, Lisa.
She's
I'm obsessed
been around for like my entire career, and it's crazy how like we have this relationship with these casting directors, but like not. Because you don't really see
you don't hang
them
out
much,
for lunch.
Especially since the pandemic where everything's self-taping and it's...
Mm-hmm.
But they know you.
Yeah,
and
they
you're
know
in
us.
Their world and you're in their world and... Or sorry, they're in your world. You're right. It's very unique. We should explore that. But I don't want to stop when he's train of thought again. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be Lisa. I love her.
I bet you could ask her to be your mentor.
And so I love her. I love her. I've back in the day, I volunteered. I was like, can I volunteer for you? I'll just like, I just want to spend, I just want to be around you. She was like, I don't need that, but I really appreciate it.
That's so
yeah. Yeah, fucking, she's the best. I haven't booked anything from her, but she's given me so many tries.
Yeah.
Like she keeps bringing me back, shout out.
When I went in, I brought up Winnie and she was like, oh, I love my Winnie.
I'm
going to find a perfect place for her.
Have you ever dressed up as Winnie the Pooh?
No, but I should.
You can't wear no bottoms, we said.
That's okay.
But you can wear
nude underwear.
Nude underwear, yeah, a bodysuit.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I inspired it.
Then go, Sam.
We're going to clip one when I get this together. It's not going to be hard. I have blonde hair. I need a red t-shirt.
That's
I'll
it.
Do the stitching
That's the
myself.
Cheapest. It's yeah. such an easy costume.
Yeah.
But Side Boob came along
yes.
and was actually
I
the talk
it.
Of the
I'm
town.
I'm having so much
was
fun.
It?
Like amongst the actors that I knew, like they were
everyone wanted
to audition
for that
for
shit,
it.
Man. Like it was a really big deal, especially because I think Lisa like kind of jumping on a non-union project.
Well, she was casting Star Trek at the time. She was
so
casting
much.
Other banging movies. Like, it
and,
was a good look.
And I did not get an audition. I asked my agent to push I think she actually maybe we taped, but I don't know if it ever got to anyone. And then this guy over here fucking slays the audition, books it without even the character description wasn't
was
even
Stuart.
Yeah, but that wasn't he wasn't like what they thought
the original
Stuart was
character
look
description
like.
Breakdown was portly. They were going for like a Will Ferrell. It was like portly, like hairy dad bod.
Oh, really?
And like looks like a drinker. They wanted a beard, like the big like Burt Kreischer. Remember they put the, and remember they wanted
the hairy.
They ended up having to put prosthetics on my. On my baby skin.
Are you still not growing any chest hair?
Nothing.
That's so cute. I love that.
I love the visuals in the movie.
But
I think
sold
it's
them.
Such a fucking dope movie. I thought you were like the best in it. After we saw it, I was like, you were the shining star for sure. Like,
so
I love you so much. Same with you. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You really?
I mean, maybe it's just because I'm hard on myself, but also I just know I'm capable of doing better. Because, like, you ever perform and people are like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. It's like, I felt like it wasn't my greatest.
Mm,
and I think that's just what that is.
Yeah, I do that in auditions a lot. That's why we can't trust our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can't trust our thoughts and our feelings because we will tear ourselves apart. I just watched a bit of the Christmas movie, my first kind of like bigger lead role.
Nice,
and
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. We've shot it 3 years ago now, but I just watched it and I felt cringe about it. And I remember when I first watched it, I felt really good about it.
Which one?
Christmas by Chance.
No.
Yeah.
You're so good in that.
I had a moment where I was like, oh.
Oh no! It's because you got more real sense.
I don't know. I don't know what we're growing. We're always growing. Like we
should. I feel that way. When I look back, I'm like, ooh, that was.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'm like, oh, that actually was amazing. Why did I hate that before?
Yeah, that's true.
Side boob was cool though. Like there were some moments.
To see it again.
Yeah, we need to watch it again.
Yeah.
We should. I mean, same. I feel like so many of my lines in that I'm yelling because that's the take that they chose because it was the funniest, and I'm like this wacky comedic relief, like douchebag. And then you reel me in. Me too.
Your character is my favorite character. I'm like, he's not even that bad. He's just going to have fun.
He's just an idiot. Like,
I don't know.
Bless, thank you. No.
Sweet. I thought he was sweet.
I appreciate you.
He was an idiot.
I'm right there with
you. Like, he needed to be, like, slightly more smart.
He just didn't take himself seriously.
You overreacted. It was like a bit of a Ross and Rachel situation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were on a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think our characters interplayed really well in that. Like you met Stu and reeled him in when I just wanted to rep. And without that, without the dominant power that you were in the social cast, Stu's not as funny. Mm. He's just like a wacky guy.
I agree.
You wanted to be like,
PB&J.
Why don't you shut up? And then that's funnier for me to be like, you shut up. Like, and then we just back, and then you like stank on me. It was really funny. Yes, it was really good.
And I can relate to Zig so much more now.
Yeah,
I
didn't go through enough bullshit yet.
Yeah,
right. Because she had Richard and Kes wrote that from that experience of the, you know.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So
yeah.
Okay, I know. As we get older,
the definition.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's the term in the dictionary. Spelt.
I want to know what. Your favorite role that you've played so far up to date is, and I want to know what role would be like ideal or exciting for you to jump into in your future.
Foreshadow.
Wait, so a role that was my favorite
so far.
Yeah,
and then something that you haven't done yet that you're like, but I think I could fucking slay this, and I would love to do it, and it would be a nurturing experience.
I always go Can I give you like a couple answers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a couple. Okay, so the first
There's no
one,
rules here.
I love no rules.
No parents, no rules.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah!
So the first one would be like when I first started acting, you know Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that company?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did a short film for them. And it showcased all across Canada in, like, all the schools for the children. So, like, I played the character that, like, gets hit by the car.
Samantha's for the children.
And so, like, it was like, yo, I inspired some kids to not drink and drive, I think. Because, like,
nice.
I don't know how it was perceived, but, like.
I do not like those little videos.
Meaningful.
They're intense.
I remember in those assemblies, we're like, all right, guys, we're going to get together. We're going to watch a movie. And we sat there together.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
You know why I'm so good at Stu?
Why?
Because I was Stu in those scenarios. like during that, like, let's watch a very serious thing and scare everybody into better behavior, I'm like, but what'd she do with the rest of the alcohol? Like, I'd be a dick about it, you know?
Yeah, that fits. Yeah.
That runs. That checks out. That's cool, though.
Yeah, that is cool.
You affected the kids, and that's deep that you like that so much that you affected the kids.
Nice. And so the second role I would say was really cool was when I played Enchantress in DC Legends of Tomorrow.
What?
I got to play a superhero.
Holler!
With powers.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It was surreal. Yeah. And it was only one episode, but it alluded to the character coming back, which I feel like the show's done now, but it was such a cool experience.
They gonna call you for the full series of that.
I mean, hey.
You're
then,
on the
And then online, on the Cara Delevingne, they had like my Enchantress next to hers from like the Suicide Squad, and I'm like, y'all are comparing me right now? I'm
like, nice. Like,
oh, you're definitely on like
very
some
cool.
Yeah.
Some like DC fans like list.
And then I also was in Batwoman, which is in the same universe. And so when I got the audition for the Enchantress, they're like, oh wait, no, it was the other way around. I don't remember which one I had first. Doesn't matter. So when the audition for the other DC show came on, they're like, oh, make sure you mention if you've been on a DC show before. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell them. If they don't know, why would I tell them? So then I ended up being two different characters in the same DC universe, which was pretty cool.
Oh, shit.
That's amazing.
That's magical.
Yeah.
Good
Did
for you.
Did they ever find out?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. You know how like there's so many parallel universes where I don't even think it matters?
Yeah, I know.
They
I
almost
agree.
Like
you should
that.
Always be able to play any superhero.
Literally, yeah.
Period. Okay, that was fun. Where did that shoot, in Toronto?
That was in BC.
In BC, in Vancouver?
Mm-hmm.
So you went out to Vancouver because of a role?
No. So, I mean, when I originally, when the plan was to go to BC with my partner at the time, we were going for pilot season.
And to run it up?
Yeah.
Wow.
For 2017, we're like, all right, we're going to stay there for 3 months. We're going to, because like there was no black people over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I was like, my plan is like, all right, I'm going to clean up all the And then it turned into 5 years later, I have like a whole apartment, some plants and a cat. I'm like, what?
Plants and a cat?
And then me and the guy ended up breaking up. So then I was a solo cat mom. Like it was, I didn't sign up for it, but like, it is what it is.
That's where life took
that's
you.
That's where life took me.
Yeah.
And I was just doing really well over there, so that's why I ended up staying.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that. What area did you stay at?
Downtown Vancouver.
Your West End?
I mean, I'm really bad with geography. Just literally central downtown.
Like, okay. I grew up
like,
here.
Like, on Granville. That's where I started out.
Yeah.
Granville downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Lit. Granville and Robson?
Yeah, around that. Well, I was Granville and... Yeah, around that area.
Yeah, dang. It's all around that area. It's so small, that city.
Yeah.
Granville's like the second Hastings now. It's pretty
It cool. is, yeah.
We were there earlier this year.
I grew up there, and Granville used to be rough. Like, it used to, and then it got clean.
Oh.
And then the whole city got clean during the Olympics when they drove all the homeless people, like
actually
very
out
far
of the city.
North. Mm-hmm. They drove them up the province, so it would take about 2 weeks to get back. Like, they calculated the time you could it
they
take
just,
to
like,
get back.
Took the
they
the
took them out. Yeah.
Just, like,
because the 2010 Olympics and the World Stage is coming, so they literally bust them out of the city.
To where? Like a desert?
To north, to small towns
we
in BC.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't
I mean, there was
know
that asylum.
Details.
Yeah, and that closed down.
Mm-hmm,
Shady
and they
View.
They kicked them out.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it used to be like that. Vancouver's grimy, yo. But good for you. So you were there, not Coal Harbor, not West End, not Gastown.
I actually ended up living at Coal Harbor afterwards. That was where I was
nice.
Living.
Those are where the
that's
nicer
nice
condos
area.
Are now,
it was
right?
pretty bougie over there.
Yeah. That's the vibe. But my first acting agency, Vancouver Talent Management, was in Gastown, right down the street. Well, cool. All right, so how did you like living in Vancouver?
I loved it. It's where I became an adult.
Oh, so dude, we swap countries.
Yeah,
or we swap side of the country.
Yeah.
So that was I was a baby in Vancouver, and then
That's
I moved
crazy.
Here.
So you were
and,
born there?
No, I was actually secretly born in Calgary as my parents left Newfoundland and were driving to Vancouver.
Yeah.
So they went east to west and to have me here, but on the way, Mama popped, and then Papa got a job at a steakhouse, and they settled down for 6 months before they made it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before they went west again. And then, yeah, it was White Rock, Richmond, and then Vancouver.
Mm.
And, yeah, so it was all the West Coast. But I like it here. I had my come up and come
I'm
into myself
I'm obsessed with
here.
The beaches.
Like Kitsilano? English Bay, Third Beach, Wreck Beach. I sold beer on Wreck Beach.
Really?
Naked.
Oh, that's such a vibe.
Yeah, such
Did
a vibe.
Did you sell out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Him and another guy would like pack it in. They would freeze them, right?
So you're giving away mad game. You're giving away mad game right now.
Go to Wreck Beach, sell some beer.
Okay, no, here, I'll give him the whole play. You ready? You buy 2 12 packs and somehow fit them both in a backpack.
Backpack, yeah.
Not in the original box, but when you lay them out in the backpack, it can take 24, not 12. And you gotta freeze one pack and leave the other pack either in the fridge or room temperature. And then you freeze them overnight solid, and then you
take them out in the morning.
You stitch lay them. So it's like one's warm, one's frozen, one, and boom, 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 and all through the whole bag and the whole thing. At the, by the time you're on the beach selling beer, like you take it from home, get to Wreck Beach, and you start. By the time you're there, all the beer are like perfectly ice cold.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've melted into each other.
And everyone wants a beer at Wreck Beach.
And it was PBR, so a 12 pack back then was like $30, and you sell them for like $5 a pop cash, and you just like clean up. Yeah. And then when you're done, you're done. You buy some mushrooms or weed and hang out there or go home.
That's a vibe.
Yeah!
That's a vibe.
So you went to Wreck Beach? Fuck yeah.
I never went nude though, I was too shy.
Okay,
I want to know I want to know what role you'd like to do. But before that, I want to know what is your definition of, like, becoming an adult?
Cat and plants.
And it's crazy because I'm still figuring it out. It's like, yo, I have to do taxes. Like, they called me the other day, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
This is We hate taxes, dude.
Oh man!
You just
like,
why don't you?
And if you don't file them, they'll come for you. Like, why don't you file them then? Like, why are they making us
work? Yeah,
get
out of my face.
Yeah, I think places in Europe file like the government files everyone's
you
taxes.
You shouldn't have to worry about that in this country.
Get it.
Like, unless because honestly, the rich folks figure out how to leverage the tools, and they're not paying them anyway. You know
exactly.
what I mean? So it's like for your average person, like. You know, under a milli a year, like back off. There's enough people that have over $1 million a year that you should actually be doing more due diligence with if you need the funds, just to like fucking back off.
That's true.
Like when my tax guy told me how much money I made, I'm like, where is it? Because
so many artists find themselves in that position. And unless you don't have an accountant to put a certain amount every check that you're getting in, or I mean a savings account or whatever, however you got to figure it out.
You don't need an accountant for that. You can just like actually just
I know, but the did you?
Yeah.
You did?
You
put it aside?
Yeah.
Winnie's good at putting it aside.
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart. You got
to. I didn't. My first year here, my very first year here, I got fucked. I owed the government $8,000 at the end of the year. And I was like, I don't have it.
How? And I was like, where do you want me to pull it from? Because how old were you though?
I used them all of the money, like 25, 26.
Okay, yeah. No, like adulting isn't like what it's in the movies. Like in the movies, they make it seem like you're supposed to be grown and have it all together by like 18.
Yeah.
It's like,
but legit by 30, I felt that pressure to like have so much success. Money, family, things like marriage and kids.
Yeah, I wanted
and stuff.
To blow
like,
up by 30.
I thought we were supposed to have that by 30, and then you're supposed to spend 20 years raising your children like good folks, and then you like
at
I 50, really
you can go on trips to Mexico finally.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that, I'm trying to do that
really
now.
I really believe that life. But it's just not for everyone, and that's cool.
But why doesn't school teach us taxes? How many artists, and especially if you do blow up and you get that crazy bag, it's like, what the fuck, bro? I don't know how to manage this.
It's obviously
like,
benefiting rich people. That's
no,
obviously
but
what's going
they're
on.
They're just people, too. That adjective is toxic. If you give you a bunch of money, people will call you rich, but it still doesn't mean you're a millionaire. You got to become a millionaire up here first. So you know how to fucking manage
it. The government, we can rephrase our perspective then. The government is giving us an opportunity not give them as much money if we educate on ourselves on how to do that.
Yeah.
So, but we don't want to because you never did it for us in
Math's
school.
Math's boring. You didn't force us to do the tax. I mean, I took accounting class. Yeah, that accounting class was hard, but it wasn't even mandatory either. Like, yo, like I went in for the exam. I don't know why I bothered because like I didn't do anything the whole school year. I was bad in school. I just didn't know why I was supposed to be there.
We'd be friends. Bored. I agree.
But like I went into the exam and the exam was like this thick. I went like this. And I put it down, and I walked out.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. You're not going to scare me.
I didn't bother.
You're going to scare me with this fucking book?
Oh
fuck you.
Oh, my God.
I feel you. I did the same shit.
I would have tortured myself when? All the way through. I would have made shit up. Like, nope. And then I would have failed. I was that student. I would have still failed, but I would have tortured myself instead of just walking away.
Well, they still marked us as failed, those who just dipped. Sometimes I just take a crack at it or see how long I could cheat until, like, I would get caught. Like,
but
in the
Google
class.
Wasn't what it's what? Googling like now. Like, no, no, I would Google answers and it gave me just wrong.
You were in high
bullshit.
School when there was Google on phones?
I'm not that young. Yes. There were, like, it was just really bootleg Google. Like, it was like on,
was
like,
it a flip phone?
Yeah, like on. Well,
oh, yeah, there was Google.
I had a slide
BlackBerry?
Phone.
I forgot about that.
And then BlackBerry I had, like, this Google? Samsung Instinct phone. Like, I was, like, so badass with it. I got someone to buy it for me. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm on new. It was, like, the, like, revolutionary.
You
like,
got someone to buy something for you in high school?
Yeah, I did that. I was very,
was
like,
it an older friend?
I was manipulative, yeah. But, like, okay, what's creepy about that is, like, oh, my gosh, Samantha, you used to, like, take advantage of... First of all,
no.
There were, like, 30-year-olds trying to talk to me as, like, a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And, like, my little 15-year-old brain, like, knew never to go, like, alone with these people, but, like, knew smart enough to, like,
get
stuff
the shit.
From them. You know what I mean?
Go get
like,
the shit. Yeah.
There
Don't
was
feel
one
bad about
time
that.
When I had... three guys give me money for my birthday. It wasn't even my birthday. I'm like, so my birthday's coming up on March 20th. I had like this modeling competition. It was like 18 or 17.
Yes.
I was modeling. I started out modeling young. And then like, I told them like, oh, it's my birthday. It was like March. My birthday's in August. And I'm like, it's my birthday. So I went to Kennedy Station to pick up money from this guy. I went to Scarborough Center to pick up money from this guy.
Kennedy to Scarborough
Yo,
Center.
Yo, bro, like I picked, it was crazy. I'm imagine like one of them absolutely like hear this.
Hello. No, they're happy. Like, they contributed. They knew.
Everybody contributed to the pie, you know?
And then you did what you needed grateful. To do. And you became the art. If you look back, all the artists through history have had patrons. Michelangelo painted that shit because somebody got those paints for him. I've accepted artist support as well. You got to. You can't be too proud.
Yeah.
I mean, manipulating dudes at SkyTrain stations is one thing. I was playing,
they
but whatever.
Were
30 you
year old men.
Yeah.
What's with
like,
that
they're,
though?
They're
What's
like,
with that?
Yeah. That's scary.
What's with that?
Like,
yeah, that's.
And it. Then how'd you get out of those expectations?
I mean, I just kind of like. I would always just kind of be sweet with them. They'd always try to be like, "Oh, come over to my house." I'd be like, "Next time." Run away. It's crazy.
It sounded like one of them was going to be UK for a second.
What?
Come talk to me.
Come talk to me. No.
I don't there think were... you answered the adult question.
Oh, yeah. What's the
like
adulting?
I feel like, yeah, I was thinking, yeah, okay. It's like, it was just living on my own for the first time.
Yeah. Nice. That is a shocker, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that like, shocking?
Living with my mom, you know, obviously my whole life, and then I moved, I can't, like, I was staying with a boyfriend for a while, and then I looked up, and one day I'm like, yo, am I living here? Because I just kept coming back. I had all my clothes at his house. This was in Toronto before we moved to to Vancouver. And so from that house in downtown, we moved to Vancouver, and that's where I was like, yo, I'm paying rent. If I don't work, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was actually pretty good. That was I was pretty proud of myself. Like, I'm like, all right, rent always has to get paid, so it was always paid. Even though, like, there was some months where I didn't know how that was going to happen. But
yes, you made it happen.
But I was booking, like, commercials. I was the commercial queen.
Yo, Sean Milliken?
Yo.
Yo, Sean Milliken's my guy. Yo, he kept my rent paid for almost a year one time, yo, when I dropped out of high school. It's my
you
man.
You dropped out of high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go act. I was
That's
on that Cambian second hustle all day.
Do you feel like your teachers wouldn't be surprised to see where you're at now?
No, they're not.
Yeah, yeah, like I feel like my teachers probably see me in commercials, like low key. And I'm not like trying to be conceited and be like, oh, they remember. I feel like they remember me because of how horrible I was. It's impossible for them not to remember me. I was so awful of a child.
So you listen to my album yet?
I've heard some of your songs.
So in the last song, I know all of. I have
made one song a day for like
a year.
Whole year.
Yeah, I have
stuff on Spotify
in the world. Actually, to your credit. You will never listen to my whole catalog because I have the most songs in the world, actually, of an artist. Well, that was consecutively released. But then if you place my catalog against your average artist catalog, it's absolutely insane. It's rude. Anyway, so I'm saying, like, where...
That's amazing.
Thank you. Bless. Where you come from in high school as a rebel person, I really like that because at the end of my album, I have this song called Dropout, and it tells the story. And before I fully dropped out, I was at King George downtown, like, you know, a little rougher, small, And then I had a bad reputation there. And then I tried to go to this nice school in this like Shaughnessy rich white neighborhood that had like a nice stage and a proper drama theater program because I knew acting is what I wanted to do. And I applied to them, and me and my mom even went to that school to try and meet them. They wouldn't even talk to us because of my reputation.
Wow.
They wouldn't accept me. I was the hood kid. They're like, no, and this kid from there has a bad reputation from there. We don't want him. Like, we can't. And then so I dropped out entirely. And then
isn't that sad? It's like, what do you mean you're not gonna take this fucking kid? Like, it's a kid that needs.
And even the principal from the last school was like, the only thing he's good at is drama. So like, that was their note. They're like, we can't host Evan anymore. But like,
I feel like we were the last talented of that like era where they just didn't know what to do.
Kick
with
you out. Yeah. Put you on Ritalin. I wouldn't take drugs. My mom would be like, you're not fucking listening. He's not taking pills. And so I booked my first commercial, Sean Milliken, Hot Pockets. Okay. And I made like $3,500 for a day of work. Where was the location? That school.
Wow.
That I applied to.
That is
to.
Epic.
Yo! Right?
I love
thank you.
Hey, man, did you see any of your teachers?
No, they were never my teachers.
Okay, so yeah, they didn't take you.
They bought it from Saturday to Sunday, so we shot on the weekend. But so I didn't see them there, and they didn't see me. But just for me, I'm like, okay.
But they definitely.
I'm hearing
I bet
you.
They saw that though.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah, they saw that.
I hope so.
Commercial, because it was all over everything.
Yeah,
like
it was
we
good.
Were
it was
still
on TV.
We were fully still you. Watching TV at that time, kids.
Oh, and residuals.
TV with
we
commercials,
were
kids.
TV with I mean, there's YouTube commercials now. They just it's back. It's just more expensive.
Moves.
Like they
yeah.
just. We cable's back. It's just on separate platforms.
Yeah, I met someone,
true.
Or I found out some one of my friends had cable. I was like, oh, excuse, look at you, money bags. Like, what?
But they probably don't have Crave, Netflix, Amazon Prime,
no,
Apple Music.
They have all that shit, too.
So right. they're just, they're
balling.
They
gotta
have, yeah. It ends up being, I think if you get all of everything, it probably ends up being like $200 a month.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Not just cable, like every streaming service.
Yeah.
I mean,
collectively, yeah. everything. I don't feel, I feel Netflix. Like it's not that. I mean, I don't want to pay for it, but it doesn't sound as bad as it. I thought it'd be like 1,000. There's just no. so many platforms.
Yeah.
It's like even like with Amazon Prime, like within Amazon Prime, if you want to watch this show, you got to subscribe to this. And it's
Paramount
like,
in
this is rude
yeah.
because.
That's true. True.
I know. I'm on a free trial right now. I have to cancel it.
Thanks for reminding.
It's like whoever needs to see this right now, cancel that subscription so they don't charge your card.
Yeah. They always get you for one extra, and then you cancel immediately as it's
you
been
learn
charged.
Your lesson. I got YouTube Premium.
Nice.
I have
Spotify.
Premium.
Spotify.
Yeah. You got to have at least one.
Yeah.
At least.
I'm sorry, Wynn, what were you saying? That's so cool, though. So you did the Vancouver hustle. You made Rent. You hustled with your craft. You stuck to acting. You believed in yourself. That's the shit. From 0 to 100, you got to fucking figure a lot out, and mm-hmm. you got to just commit to it.
Yeah.
Did you ever veer off that trust or faith, or you just always knew?
No, the path was so like it's just even how I got into acting, it was so random. Like my brother randomly came home one day. Like I always kind of knew I wanted to act, but I didn't know it was realistic. So my brother comes home one day, which is random because like he had no desire to act whatsoever. He's completely different industry. So he's like, yeah, I had this meeting with this acting agency. They wanted to sign me, but like I don't really want to act. You should go. And I'm like, at that point my plan was to make a lot of like enough money to go to acting school.
Oh.
And that would have taken forever. So God bless
yeah, right.
my brother, who was like, all right, so you should go to this. It was one of those agencies that signs everybody. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to.
Like a modeling agency?
We all start there. I started
yeah.
there too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was super grateful for them. But like, yeah, they signed me. And then I started, like, and that's, and I think that's what it was, too, because, like, my first thought, you guys just knock them back, hey? That's we can talk, we're going to talk about some weed.
Yeah.
But, so, like, what happened now? So, like, I was booking immediately. Like, I got my first auditions, and I was just booking. So that was the validation that kind of, like,
yeah.
set me off.
Momentum.
I'm like, oh, I just, yeah, that was a momentum. I'm like, oh, I just, you get auditions, and you book them. That was... And I'm looking
love
at
that.
Now,
I love
and
that.
And it's like, that's some privileged shit. I was very, very blessed in the beginning. And that's kind of like what kind of like, you know, like fed my belief. And and then from there, I was just tunnel vision with the acting. Like, I was just like this is what I wanted to be a billionaire. I found this house in Beverly Hills. Like,
had it like posted on my vision board in my
room.
And then like when I went to go to LA, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go visit the
go
house.
Go see it.
I pulled up in my Uber. I was telling my Uber all about it. I'm like, yeah, so I'm manifesting this mansion. And it's like we're driving up the top of the hill. I'm like, I can't wait to go see it. They're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm so excited for you. Pull up. The house was burnt down. And it's like, I don't know if they were renovating, but like, I'm like, oh. And I wanted a Maserati too. And then like, and I just remember like, or like, oh, so like, and it was weird because like, I just like, we were at the top of the hill and I'm like, what does this mean? And then I later found a meaning for it. It's like, God was like, Samantha, you trust me, you don't want that house. That you wouldn't be happy in that house. That's what I thought I wanted at the time. Now what I want is so completely like left. But in that moment, a Maserati passed by. So I'm like, of all the cars for there to be in the world right now, it's like, it's still like, for the longest time, a Maserati was like my symbol that like I'm on the right track. You know what I mean?
I got one of those.
Yeah. What's yours?
I became it. 11.
Oh, so what, you're your own symbol?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but now I manifest the life that I want to see, but that's constantly what we explore is how what you put internally is going to reflect on your externally perceived reality, and it's because you decide to have the confidence to say you're going to see that, and all that being burnt down meant was fresh start, you go now. Mm. You use that house. Let me tell you, that idea, that house, was just the fuel to get you there.
Yeah.
And now that you're there, it's like you get to design it.
Yes.
That's the sign from that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well
okay.
done. So now you're like, it's going to be even bigger and brighter and better. And it's going to have like fucking a helicopter pad instead.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Like, I'm excited now for like, for what's like just everything that is right now and what's to come. Like I'm so grateful for just everything. There's so many days that's very difficult. Yeah. Oh, that made me think about when you were saying like you're looking at yourself when you're crying or something. It reminded me of like, so when I have bad days and I'm just like in my bed and I'm just crying and I'm like it seems crappy, but it's like so I'm also like.
It's like a rainfall.
It's a rainfall. So you were saying like you can use it for the acting.
Yeah.
So that was specifically what you were saying. Just trying to remember. But so it feels like God is spooning me. Mm. It feels messed up, but it's like it feels like I'm like going through this hard time because I'm supposed to, and it's okay to like. It actually feels good to feel, right? Like we're feeling because we're human beings, and it's like it's a blessing to be able to feel all the things like happiness, sadness, anger. Like they all need their moment to shine.
I love this.
You know, so
yeah.
Thank you for that message. Yeah. That is the deepest core message that everyone can benefit from right now, because. To accept the shades in the gradient of life is so traumatizing for people when we think we want like one specific color.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want peace and no contrast, but then what's gonna force you to learn?
Exactly.
Like Zig and Stu.
If you're happy all the time, like it might not motivate you to go out and do shit, you know?
Exactly, or give you a reason to create something that's gonna serve others, to solve problems, to become something bigger.
Like, yo, when I'm depressed, I'm writing some music and I'm like, yo fam, like what? Yeah, I write music now.
Yo!
And it's like, I feel like, I mean, it's literally just like hobby stage, right? Like one of these days I'll drop it and it's not for anybody other than just like, the fact that I want to like release music because I love singing, even though I'm not a great singer.
Dude,
but I'm working on it, and it's just so much fun.
You'd be
just
surprised. The biggest artists start like that. They're just writing songs for themselves.
Ed Sheeran didn't know how to sing well.
Just don't worry about the actual tactile technique
yet. Yeah, just feel it.
Just you got the juice already. You got the juice. And the fact that you're actually brave enough to talk about your internal processes of manifestation and share that even with the Uber driver and stuff, you're putting that message out there in the world anyway.
Yeah.
And you'll notice when you start to create more audio tracks, you're like, this is just a little vessel. This is a frequency vessel. And I'm going to toss it out there. And then sometimes when you leave that state of inspired action and you're on the other side of I'm inspired, you'll hear your own vessel and you're like, whoa. I was just a conduit. Like Bob Dylan sang horribly. Like very not good. Like he sounds bizarre little
it's
guy, you know?
Encouraging.
But then he's like, but his shit was so deep. His poetry hit so deep. you know? It can, so yeah, that's beautiful. That's and plus, just fucking toss in a vocal patch. Come have a sesh, I'll show you. Just like toss a vocal patch. You can fix any shitty vocal.
Oh, I thought you were trying to tell me to sing right now. I was about to be like, what?
No, sorry, no, no. I'm saying I'll show you how to make your vocals sound good, even if they're not good.
Okay, sick. All right, I'm down. I'm going to actually like reach out to you.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Sesh.
I was listening to Bashar on the way over, inspired by Eleven. He was listening to him the other day. And something that he said that stuck with me today for manifestation was like, your reality doesn't support you. Mm. You support your reality.
Woo! Oh, man.
And when I was listening to you talk just now, like kind of back and forth with I'm fucking high. I don't actually remember exactly what you guys said. But I was like that like came in, and so I wanted to share it. I thought that was so interesting. I heard it for the first time.
I'm Bashar?
Like, oh, his name's Bashar.
He's a Chandler like Abraham Hicks.
Like from whatever universe or source whatever energy. You want to call it.
Yeah. But I think that came to you probably when we were talking about like that you trust the vision. She has faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you say so, you create.
It's it all started you. From like, yeah. I had my high school sweetheart bought me this book, Law of Attraction, The Secret.
Yeah.
That's what like what my foundation was, just giving out gratitude and just like literally visualizing what
book.
It is that you want. Yeah.
Gratitude, that's the superpower.
And then from there, just all these other books, all these, I'm a podcast freak now, like.
What do you love besides this one?
I'm obsessed with Disciplined Stunners, let me say. I love
Thank
the
you
name.
So much,
I love the name, I really do. Cause like, okay, we'll talk about the weed. I'm obsessed with like, you know Shan Boodram? She's a sex therapist. She is the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Like she's actually from Toronto. And she's visually beautiful, but like her intellect, she's so profound and just so elegant and just so intelligent. Like she's having these conversations. Anyways, that's a whole other conversation. So the Shan Boodram, her podcast is called Lovers and Friends. Do you want me to like?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, like, anything that's helpful.
Check them out.
I want to check them out.
And then there's Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett.
Yeah.
Obsessed with him.
Yeah, I've only listened to a few episodes, but they're good.
Great, great, great conversations.
Yeah.
And then those are the top two. And then I'll listen to Candace Owens just to see what she's got to say, because I feel like she's got some interesting stuff to say a lot of time.
Yeah, she does. She certainly does, Samantha.
My thing is, like, I will listen to anybody. Because, to, like, shut down conversation, that's weird. Like, what do you mean? What are you afraid of to hear an opposing thought?
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yes.
People want to get all, like, excited about diversity except diversity of thought. Did you see that one guy who talked about that on a clip? He nailed it. Did you see that fucking one guy who was circulating in the clip? It's this guy, I think he was an actor, and he's like, they want diversity of everything but diversity of thought.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like you're not strong enough.
Think different?
You can't hear your brethren
we
out for a second.
Yeah.
You can't allow them to express.
If we all thought the same, that'd be pretty boring. We wouldn't have like all these cool inventions.
How am
we
I going
to
learn?
We got to learn to stop fighting each other.
Yo,
we're, like, I think we're not going to get anywhere in terms of evolving any more than what we've done until we like... Don't freak out when someone disagrees with us.
Yes, exactly.
We got to do that on a personal basis.
Yeah.
Like,
and humans are
anyone listening.
Following. Like, the reason why I love the conversation with you so much today is so much about deciding. That might be the title of the episodes, deciding with this Samantha, because when people, even right now, you can see like there's conflict in the world. Me and Winnie have noticed it in... mirror in people's behavior socially or professionally and get more competitive and get more war and get more dramatic and get more beefy. And it's like, no, dum-dum, beef less here when they're fighting there. Don't mirror it.
Yeah,
you
be
fucking,
kinder.
Oh my God, like everything you see, you're like, oh yeah, me too. I gotta have an opinion too. And just like, can you meditate?
I think like the fighting, like there's something about negativity that makes people feel better about themselves. Like to talk shit about someone else, it makes them feel better about their own lives. And it's like,
Why is that the formula? Like, what can we just subscribe?
I don't know if it actually makes them feel better, but I think it's disguising itself in that. Because I don't think it makes them feel better.
They try
I think
to find something wrong
for a
with
moment. They feel like just okay, but I don't think there's any worthiness going on. And
you know what gives them that. Purpose? Momentary, fleeting purpose. Mm. Like if I call someone out, or if I act, you know, aggressively derogatory towards this person, it gives people something to do.
Yeah.
Like I noticed the only people talking shit, like, you don't have a podcast or else you'd be editing it, because I'm not doing dramatic fucking silly videos because I'm editing my podcast. I'm doing this. I'm listening and having cool conversations. It's unfortunate that that's not your reality that you've built for yourself. Good luck on the work it takes to get that result. We all want that result. But like, people gotta find in themselves where they place their energy, because you can work for the mob and you can still be getting purpose, because someone tells you to go do something, then you go do something. And that something's probably violent. But like, it will still give someone purpose. So we've disguised ourselves with, you know, like we've glorified busy. And we've disguised ourselves like busy is good and being overactive and drawing a idea and conclusion of our self-worth from how active we are and how busy we are. And it's like, it's so fake. It's so full of shit.
And I don't even know, a lot of the time I feel like most people aren't aware of how, like, just disingenuous we're being. Because, like, I mean, when I, like, I'm looking back now and it's like I wasn't intentionally being disingenuous. I was chasing this acting dream, which was great, and it got me to do great things and stuff. But, like, there was an aspect of, like, caring and wanting the fame. And it's like, I don't even want to be famous anymore. I just want to be able to, like, live my life comfortably, like, not have to worry financially, which is, like, obvious. We all want that. But, like, that's genuinely just what I want. If the fame comes with it, I'll welcome it. But now it's like, that's all I want. I just want to do what makes me feel good. And that's all I do now. So like,
and you're good at that thing. And there's so much fulfillment in that.
Yeah.
You're right. It's something that the media of publicity jerking you off by your ego, that it could never replace just being a good actor, being on set, telling this story, showing up like a professional, you know, like just like becoming something and serving. You got to serve.
Mm-hmm.
That feels so good. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, the more life I'm living, I'm like, it's definitely like feeding my acting. It's a vibe.
What are you listening to these days, music-wise?
That's a good question. I'm obsessed with like the 90s. So like, that's my favorite genre, 90s R&B.
Yeah.
However,
it's so good.
Ooh. So I'll still bump that. But
so Maxwell or
Maxwell, Jodeci, 112.
112. Let's go. You that's know, where I learned like to sing.
To actually, 112. 112.
Dude, jealous guys. It was so funny because Puffy and Mace, but like,
ladies, listen, jealous.
Oh my god, I love 112, dude. I remixed their shit.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Three-part harmonies, but done with swag, and there were Biggie's Boys.
Done with Swag? Is that the name of what?
The way that 112 sang, it was done with swag. Like, I don't know, they had this pocket
they
that
did.
You
they
could
had like this.
Yeah, it was cool. It was smooth. Yeah.
It was a whole vibe.
Okay, so you listen to that. Nice.
So that's what I've, but then, so I was in church the other day. So that was, because I've noticed I have like commitment issues. Like, so that's what I'm working on. So I'm like, all right, you know, one thing, because like I was just rock bottom, and I'm like, nothing is working. Like the little tricks that I would do just wasn't working. So I'm like, yo, let me try going to church.
Change that affirmation, homie.
So I'm like, all right. So since I made that commitment, I've been going every single Sunday.
Oh yes.
Like it's just I just combine my spirituality with Christianity and what they're teaching in the church. I'm like, this is what I was learning in all these other books. That
in the spirituality.
They just didn't say Jesus. I don't get it. Like,
exactly.
So I just combined them.
It's the same thing.
It's the same exact energy.
You just got to take, because I had a toxic experience like with the church, like some people, and then they label it as bad, and because it seems like conformity. But if you go on your own behalf of understanding the intention of the material and how these stories are positioned to mirror our inner temple, that's all they're saying.
Damn, it's like, so simple.
The idea of worship is more like commit to releasing control, I think. But, like, they put it in this weird human term that seems like,
you have to do this. Yeah, and like, yo, this the other day in church, they were making fun of people who go to clubs, and I'm like, hey man, like
some people go to clubs.
Like you're gonna punish me for going to the club. Like I just fed some homeless people last week. Like why?
Where's the balance?
You know what
why
I mean?
Why you gotta condemn?
So I'm my own. I'm literally my own like spiritual Christian person.
Beauty.
And so like the pastor was like, you guys are listening to words of praise on Sunday, and then on Saturday you're listening to that slack music.
Oh.
So he's like,
son, we're so making like, that slack music.
We're making that. So like he's like clean up your playlist. I'm like, let me try it. Let me listen to some gospel, yo. There's some gospel tracks.
I listen to gospel.
I'm like, yo, like, yo, gospel slaps.
Oh, my God. PJ Morgan?
I don't know the names. I'm still exploring. Yeah, but like, okay. I have some songs that I've liked where I'm like, yo, these don't even, like.
Snoop Dogg has a gospel album.
Like, there's so much to
explore
with
it. And it's so good.
And it's like.
I get in the shower and practice runs.
Like,
I'll
get lit. I'll drink, you know. It's weird when talking about, like, certain
I love
vices
gospel music.
Because I don't know what my mom watches of my stuff. So it's always weird talking about certain vices.
Congratulations, Samantha's mom, if you are watching this.
Love you, Mom.
She's
so, like,
a wonderful whole person.
I'll indulge in some vices while listening to gospel, and it's like such a vibe.
Oh, I, yeah.
It's
I
can
I'm throwing on gospel as soon as we're done this interview. You're going to hear half of Snoop Dogg's album before you run away.
I am grateful to be inspiring that.
I'm grateful you're inspiring that, too. Gratitude, inspiration, blessings, continued focus and visions and wonderful unfoldments.
Yeah. Well,
vision so hot, you burnt down a house through imagination.
Yeah, we burn down the house with imagination.
We're very strong creators. I also was listening to Abraham, and they were like, your essence was so strong that it manifested into a fetus.
A physical
like
body.
Like, you decided, you made a strong choice before you got here, and that's what got you here.
Fuck.
And so it's like, if we can do that, then we can do whatever we want.
And we're not even half aware of our vibrational abilities that, like, humans have lost the information of through years of, like, kind of gatekeeping. Probably, unfortunately, that's how the church got a bad reputation, is they kept a lot of shit out, like the Book of Thoth. It was, like, much more about, like, how we are part humanoid and part alien who has, like, vibrational abilities to communicate in other ways. It's like, but it's almost like served humans rebuilding this dimension physically to just go at a scientific, practical, logistic level. But, like, there's so much more to be harnessed in vibrational awareness as we're uncovering that. Humans are first feeling the frequency through sound. Like, we play hertz now. It's more common.
Yeah.
Very rare in the 70s. Now more common. So we're taking baby steps over decades to eventually understand. It seems sometimes with the powers that be allow us, not to get all conspiracy for a minute, but, like, I think we can personally do the work to understand the effect and implication of thought and vibration and patterning and the thought of it. And that's what's fascinating, because I've seen you, sense side boob, go on this, like, through the internet as much as people are going to allow, and seen you manifest these really cool things and experiences. I'm like, how the fuck she's in Santa Monica right now? Like, that's exactly what I dream about. Like, you hit some of the same marks. I bet your address isn't that far away from mine in our vision boards. So I'm seeing you rip, and then I'm like, you must have uncovered it. Like, that was just my thought. That's why I think today is so special, because you are seeing us, like, hang out for the first time in a while, other than the other night where mostly just looked like this.
Man, like, alignment has just been real. Like, the fact that, like, me and Xavier have, like, an interesting relationship. Like, I feel like we low-key kind of hate each other, but, like, not really, because, like, Xavier's he's an interesting guy, you know? Like,
is this your partner?
No, just a friend. Xavier.
Okay. Yeah, he knows.
Oh, the
he's
actor.
Messing with me.
He's
just taking a need a second.
But, like, I remember, like,
that's hilarious.
I feel like we might have had, like, a falling out. We haven't talked for a minute.
Oh,
and then
beef.
Like, it wasn't even beef. It was more like we just butt heads. So, like,
that's
I'm not
cool,
gonna
though.
Pretend to be like
like, I'm not going to pretend to, like, vibe with you if we're not vibing. Like, I'd rather just not associate. Or if we're in the same space, we cordial or whatever. But, like, I remember one time he was just saying how he was going through some shit. And I'm always, like, I have this soft place for, like, if someone's going through shit, like, if I can be there for them. Especially as, like, a fellow artist. I was like, so, like, we went to a paint class. And we had such a great time. And then when he moved back here... and I was like, yo, like, I'm back in town right now. Like, what's going on? He's like, yo, come to the show. And, like, outside of, like, me being at that show, me even being here, like, all I do with my day-to-day is I'm either in my bedroom instead of my bed because I'm obsessed with my bed. Like, I just love
You got a nice bed?
I have a really nice bed.
I love that. We got a nice bed, too. It's nice to hang in a nice bed. We got a nice bed. Treat yourself to a nice bed if you can.
Get yourself a nice bed. And I just put all my paintings. I have so many paintings over the years all over my walls.
Your painting?
My paintings.
I love that.
All over my walls.
So you're reflecting to yourself constantly.
Yeah. And then, like, so, like, when you invite it, so, like, I'm either in my room or I'm in nature. Like, I'm literally just, like, barefoot, feet in the grass.
Oh, grounding.
Hugging trees. Like, I'm a hippie now. Yeah. And so,
congratulations.
And so I'm not surprised that y'all were there. And then, like, the connection that we had, I was like, yo, fam, like... And then the fact to come here, like, so I'm trying this thing now where it's, like, the top of the day, what's five things that could go, like, amazing?
Yes!
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 Well, yo, I feel like, I think it was yesterday where I was, like, one of the things would be, like, to have a great, stimulating, thought-provoking conversation.
Woo!
I was like, alignment, y'all! Alignment. Like, every time I say yes to a meeting, because, like, I get a lot of people who are like, yo, Samantha, come hang out. I'm like, but why? Because, like, I have this anxiety because, like, I don't have the capacity for shallow, like, like, small talk. Like, it's either a deep connection.
Don't lie.
Meaningful,
don't front.
Or something
That's...
fun, or it's not. So
you,
like,
guys are very alike, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
She's calling you a dick a little bit.
I got some dick tendencies.
You guys don't do what you don't want to do, huh? Nope. We don't fucking lie to people.
That's good. I admire that.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
No, I just remember, like, remember when we sang the Backstreet Boys? And we had, like, a Backstreet Boy karaoke.
My fire, your one desire, believe when I say I want it that way.
Tell me why. Nothing but a heartbreak.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but
a mistake.
Tell me why. I never want to hear you say I want it that way.
I was wondering how far. Carrie, can we just hug on that? Because I was like,
now I can see that we're falling apart. Oh,
he won't stop.
Nothing that we used to be.
We should check the time. I just told them that they're alike.
No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are Samantha. You just... joined us on the pod, and you rocked it. Subscribe and share with a friend.
We didn't talk about the ganja.
Okay, talk about the ganja real quick.
I mean, I don't know. Okay,
5 minutes.
What?
5 minutes.
Pressure?
No. No pressure. I'm just saying, if you want, we can put criteria on it. What's been your experience with the plant?
It's been a journey. I have not spoken about this publicly.
Exclusive.
But, like, before the pandemic, I would toke up, like, maybe 2-3 times a year.
Oh.
If, like, a friend was doing it.
True.
It'd be something so subtle. And then the pandemic happened, and all of a sudden it turned into, like, every day, progressively. Yes. And I'm like, what is happening? So, like, I feel like sometimes, like, you know, the whole manifestation and being aware and, like, conscientious, like, I feel like there's, like, cons to it, because sometimes it's like, yo, am I thinking too much? Like, am I overthinking my relationship with this thing that I don't know if I like all the time? Because, like, sometimes it doesn't feel good. Sometimes I get paranoid. Like, yo, like, the night when I saw y'all,
your trip,
I was convinced that I walked into an intervention. I was like, Samantha's lost her shit, and everyone's like, oh,
and then we were there.
Because all of y'all were there.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I was tripping.
You, right?
I was tripping, and I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Like, So, like, that's what'll happen sometimes. Like, it's this weird, bittersweet, because, like, a lot of, like, sometimes I just want to feel, like, what it does. It just makes you feel free and just joyful and happy and creative.
When you're writing music, it's so powerful.
But then there's times when, like, I just feel really paranoid. Sometimes I even get heart palpitations, and I'm like, I don't know, this is normal.
Deep breath, challenging those parts of you. Sometimes there's energy hidden in your being. That cannabis, as soon as you get high, you start kind of sinking into, like, just almost like this body analysis, I find. And as you go down, it's often associated with your chakras, but where we store energy and what it means to us. And it's literally physical. And I'll notice sometimes it will hit a part, and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling sad because of this, and I haven't dealt with that. And I'll be, like, waiting for a burger, and I should be really happy. And I'm just like, I gotta fix this problem outside of myself. I
love
that. I don't know how to do this.
Like, I love that, because it does, like, it
will burst a bubble.
And I've had some very beautiful introspective moments. Like,
and that's it. Yeah. Sometimes that you got to deal with them. Sometimes they're not fun. Sometimes they're beautiful, profound moments, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you had some of those where you're like,
a lot.
Just clicks.
Extraordinary. I'm like, oh my goodness. But then there's days where I'm like, I don't know. Like, I have this, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I don't know.
So what's your relationship with it now then?
I got, like, way too lit the other night, and I had another, like, life crisis in my head. I'm like, okay.
That's where they happen, though.
So there was this movie that I worked on a few weeks, last month in Vancouver, and, like, the character that I was playing was just, like, a little too close to home. Like, it was basically playing myself, and I'm like, sometimes I think I'm in the Matrix. I feel like everyone's just watching me, and I'm just like, yeah. And it's like, yo, bro, like the worst case scenario, if that's the case, I just might as well just, like, okay, and it might as well be the star of the show. I don't know.
Yep.
But, like, it freaks me out. It makes me feel very alone, and it freaks me out. So, like, I'm playing this character that's pretty much myself. And then I got it. Do you guys know Umberlee Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, she was the lead of that movie.
Awesome.
That was a really dope experience. She's a really great lead. And, like, she invited me to a watch party December 17th. And because, like, over the years, I've become, like, a bit of a recluse, right? Like, I got lit the other night, and I'm like, so basically the Matrix is saying I play this role of myself, which I don't feel like I did great at, because, again, I'm always in my head thinking I hate myself.
So mean to yourself. Relax.
So mean to myself sometimes.
The humble shit is just fuck that, dude. Like, just own your greatness.
And so, like, I was thinking, like, so I'm going to go watch myself at this watch party that's basically myself. And I just thought, like, it was just you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
that's so fucking trill.
It felt like a setup. It felt like a setup. And I got freaked out.
No.
And I'm like, I need to, but I got way too lit the other day, like, to the point where I couldn't even walk.
So you were going through Paranoiaville.
Paranoiaville.
That's what happens sometimes just in general with anxieties if you don't deal with those things. But those moments that present themselves to see yourself in glory, especially people want to gather and watch your work.
It's just that I haven't seen it yet, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck it. That'll be fun. You'll experience it with everyone.
I'll most likely watch it by myself at home. I'm probably not going to go to that watch party like that. I don't know. Like,
you should,
like,
see how they react. How cool would that be?
Yeah, no, I don't know if I care for that. Like, you ever think, to see the reaction.
You're the most important audience member.
Yeah, for my, like, I mean, when I do work, like, the acting thing, like, I love that I've inspired so many people. Like, people reach out to me, like, who also want to be actors, or people who just watch stuff I've been in.
Love that.
And they're, like, it's mad humbling. People are like, oh my gosh, you responded? I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I'm grateful that you watched this thing and you liked me in it. Like, it's really cool that I could inspire people by just doing this thing that I feel like was literally a gift from God. Like,
so good. Gratitude. It is a gift.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that you can get money out of it.
Yeah. Like, it's like, really? Like, I would do this for free. Yeah. But yeah.
That's the
Keep
thing,
doing
though.
That, whatever that is. Done, not necessarily acting.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my shroom story.
Right, cool.
Okay. It's quick. Okay,
thank
so.
You.
Okay, so when I say I follow my heart, so I was in LA, and I messaged this girl that I've been following on Instagram for a minute. I've literally been following her just because of how beautiful she is.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an admirer of beautiful humans.
Winnie hates it when I do that.
It's not untrue.
Like, I mean, 11.
Yeah.
So what happened? I was in LA, and I knew this girl lived in Cali, and so, like, I messaged her. I'm like, do you know of, like, any, like, spiritual or, like, nature or, like, like I'm also looking for community, right? Like any people of color type events.
Vibes.
And like she was like, oh yeah, this Negus in Nature group. So I looked them up and it was literally all three. It's like this spiritual nature group who like there's people of color specifically, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I messaged them hoping that like I'd be able to like they were in San Francisco.
Yep.
Like the Oakland Bay Area. So like I was hoping, because while I was there, I was screening a movie that I was working on. And then, like, but I was hoping that I would have been able to, like, do that while I was there. But then I didn't hear back from them until I got back to Vancouver. And it was, like, Thursday when they're like, yeah, so we have this meet and greet that's happening on Saturday. Mind you, it's Thursday. I just got back from L.A. And there was they have this forest party that was coming up where it's like camping in the woods for 3 days. And I'm like, I need to go to that. My heart was like, Samantha, you need to go to it. So like when they said this thing was on Saturday, it's on Thursday, I dropped everything and I just went back. Like I'm impulsive like that. Like I just, that's why like people don't normally know where I'm at, because I'm always just like impulsively just like, I'm going to go here now.
You so, knew like, it was for you.
I knew it was for me. So I went. And I met these, like, when I say it was the most magical, like, my life is just filled with magic. Like, when you follow your heart,
yes!
And just trust your gut. Oh. So, like, that's a whole story in itself. I met these beautiful people, had a great time. Like, I thought, like, I was the only Canadian. They thought I was weird. They're like, you came for this? And I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of anything like this. So, like, had that vibe. And then, like, fast forward to the forest party where I'm going to try shrooms for the first time, because that's, like, a big part of the thing. They're like, a shroom group.
Psilocybin is a good guide.
Yeah.
Fam. I don't think I was ready. Okay, so, like, the night before, I tried, like, a half of one, and I felt like a little cookie thing, and I felt like it didn't do anything. I just went to bed. And I'm like, all right, next day, tried a full one. Still didn't feel anything. And then I had also some tea.
Tea.
Tea is
that's
where,
the way. That's what we say.
It fucked me up. So,
yeah, tea is the way.
I'm just sitting there and I'm like, yo, I feel just like really hot. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm trying to eat and it looked like my meat was like breathing. And I'm like,
yeah,
that looks not cool.
The pulsating.
I don't like meat on shrooms either.
You know the really cool thing about that? The way that you were seeing it, here's the cool thing that you'll, when you return to this, what is that rhythm?
That is a great, like, that is something that is so profound to explore.
It's the same pace. The universe has a pace. The pulsating rhythm of how the visuals happen. What is that?
That is beautiful.
Isn't that
that is sexy.
Think like, about that, y'all.
I love that. Vibrations.
The rhythm. What is that BPM? What is that? And it keeps changing, but it's like kind of, anyway, sorry, continue. So you saw the movement on your food.
And I just felt like, just like uneasy, like just like I couldn't, like I was just hot, like like mind you, this is like,
and your tummy.
We're in Oakland, like I'm in the middle of the forest with like beautiful strangers, really, and I'm the only Canadian there, so like that also did not help the paranoia.
Yeah,
and like I was with this guy that I met who like he's another chapter. so like, and I was like hoping that like he would help me out. Homie did not give a shit about me. Mm-hmm. He was like, he's like, hey man, we're here to have fun. Like relax, you're good. I'm like, I'm not good. Mm-hmm. And then, so, like, I ended up in, like, you know those little vagina floaty things? Like, it's like a chair, couchy thing?
Yeah.
So I was just sprawled out in that.
They do look like a vagina.
Hot. And, like, so I'm, like, hot. I couldn't think. I couldn't, like, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, but, you can't form cognitive thought.
And then, like, if I closed my eyes, it was discomforting. And then when I opened my eyes, it was discomforting. I was out of breath. I was tired. I was exhausted. There was no phone. There was no reception. I had no. I meant to download music, but then I didn't. Music probably would have helped. I had nothing
does.
To.
Music does help.
Nothing to. I was just existing, and I couldn't even move.
Oh, dude!
For 18 hours, I was just lying there, and all I could do was. I was like, I just want to be normal again. Cause like I was just so like everything felt horrible, and then to make things worse, there were vultures circling me.
So you thought you were dying?
I thought I was dying, fam. Like I'm not. I didn't make them up. I've never seen vultures in real life. They were just circling.
California,
and I'm like,
there's vultures.
This was horrible. For like 18 hours, I just couldn't move. It was horrible.
Your first time on shrooms should never be with strangers.
Yeah, you got it with trees.
Granted, it was a beautiful experience with these people. Like, they were beautiful.
Yeah, but there's too much that your imagination can do. Yeah.
And also, like, homie, you said you were exhausted. Fucking right, you're exhausted. You were just in LA screening a movie. Then you went back to Vancouver and you dropped your shit and came back. They were telling you, this is part of the state that you're
vibrationally
in. Yeah,
had you had a guide around,
you
that may
been
have
fine.
Been a different experience.
There was a guide. There was a guide. Oh, yeah? It's a very like safe space where like everyone's like checking in. There's like a leader. He's like, I don't even know how to describe him. Like he had this
shaman.
You can call him a shaman. That's like his role. But like he's like, you know, he's the one who started the whole group. He's like had this fun story. He's like, yo, like the last time we went out into the woods and I was on some shrooms, like I started crawling around on the ground and I was like, I'm an alligator. And I'm like, I don't even know if I want to get that high. But yeah, like it was they did their thing. Like,
okay, nice.
And they were like concerned for me and I'm like, yo, guys, do your thing. Like I'm
That's what I mean. Like,
I'm
it's
good.
Harder
were,
to be taken care of by strangers.
Yeah,
were, I think yeah. just generally speaking. Like
yeah,
you,
I just
wanted
wanna cuddles,
be like,
and like I had no one to cuddle me, yeah. and I was like, damn, yeah. like this sucks.
In the vagina,
in the vagina,
cuddling
just,
the vagina.
Just two lonely vaginas here.
I know.
Yeah.
We need to check the time because I don't want you to be late.
Yeah, it's like one. It's like touching 1:30.
Yeah. Okay. We gotta wrap it up, folks.
Oh man, that
was
really
that was
so much fun. We gotta do this again.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't it such
oh.
a
we gotta
good
scream
time?
Sai boob as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for saying yes.
Thank
and
you for blessing
show.
Us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank really you for saving pleasure. That amazing cautionary tale about mushrooms for the end because that's a meaty story. Where can people find you?
Or
do you want
you
them
to
find
be found.
You?
If you would like to, if you know, if the alignment is there, I am on Instagram. It's Samantha Leanna Cole. That's Liana.
And we'll put that into the description.
Yeah.
Love. Well,
and
thank you so
just,
much. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see your future. And
I'm excited to see all of our future.
Yeah, mine too.
It's getting, it's
yeah.
good.
We're rocking.
It hasn't, it's been real good, but it's yeah. getting better.
We're going to
yeah.
continue to rock.
So that's cool.
Bless. Aww.
Okay,
subscribe,
a
tell a friend, send nudes
peace
to people that you're allowed to.
My life motto is lead with love.
Yes. Thank you. That's mwah. Beautiful. Lead with love.
Lead with love.
Lead with love.
Guys, this
thank
is
you.
So much fun.
So good. Yeah, that was amazing.
Discipline stoners. What's your discipline? You a stoner? That's cool. So are we.
I'm high a lot. It's weird to finally say that with pride. I'm high a lot. Being high has helped me with my anxiety. It's helped my social skills. Well, it's helped me feel okay about my shitty social skills. It doesn't make my social skills better. But it sure does make sitting in that awkward moment in a social interaction a lot more bearable. You know, that moment where no one in the group has anything left to say, and you desperately want to yell at all of them, just say something. Being high makes that hilarious and not torture.
Yo. It's 11 from Angertown. These plants just help me chill out. Found focus, found confidence. All of a sudden I was productive, less protective, more progressive. Yeah, we talk about stuff like I'm a next sommelier, but this is about a medicine, baby. We wish everyone a mindful life. It's been a helpful tool for us. Whatever the route to peace, each individual's journey. And the more we communicate, maybe we can all help each other out. Love and light. Welcome to Discipline Stoners Podcast. With your host, 11.
And my name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And that's Ralph. I gotta get outside, but the streets ain't safe. Sometimes it hurts inside, but music got me saved. Takes away the pain, takes away the pain. Me and mama been moving around.
If something has your attention and you feel that there is danger, then we would not proceed. The possibility of it manifested in a further way is greater when you're worried about it than if you're not. Go somewhere, even though you
you were told that it wasn't a good idea.
You'll be lucky if you make it out of this life. Better hold it back whenever you wanna cry.
You in danger and you know it, dog. You in danger when you know you are. Yeah, you thought that you was hard, but now you gotta do it. And if someone's coming for you, if you just did it. I don't wanna do it, y'all. I don't like it, I don't want the feel of it. But I just had to hold this up, yeah, for side of it.
Most of my problems I don't really talk, but this shit fucked me up so bad I could barely walk. Both big toes ingrown so far, felt like they was stuck. So far, four doctors tried to cut in, then cut them out. More needles in your foot, more pills up in your mouth. Everywhere I had to go, I had to slow it down. Guess Evan is a little fat kid now. Me and mom drink a 2 liter of pop every day. I wonder if that's helping out. Go through the fear just to get here. Used to stare clear, now I don't care. Feeling like y'all don't really know about me. Y'all don't really know about me. I brand new identity dream. Y'all don't really know about me. Yeah, but neither do I.
It's fine, I'll be here by myself. I guess I'll be here by myself.
A lot of time alone. Oh yeah, mom is always gone. Yeah, single child alone. Figured out how to do it though. It's
now we're along for the ride. Yeah, we along for the ride. Things are getting hella wild. Yeah, things are going down. I can see you falling now. Alcohol is always around. Is this even our house?
This place never turns down, y'all. We open 24/7 now. Motherfuckers here all night long, but I guess business is strong.
What you really want is the security of knowing where you belong. And isn't that what alignment with your source energy always gives?
Now in this operation, we stealing where we stand. We stealing where we stand. Now in this operation, we stealing where we stand. We stealing where we stand. I use darkness for the liberation. Fuck it, if I need it, I'ma take it. I use darkness for the liberation. Fuck it, if I need it, I'ma take it. I take every star in the sky. Never get caught, which is why this taught me to lie. New spot we would find. Mom had a story for the landlord, lots on their mind. Time came to...
That's cool, man. Where you live at? Thing is, right now, my mom's just... change jobs or whatever, so actually we're just chilling, man. Can we go to yours?
What do you mean they moved again? That shit was mean and very tense. Yeah, as a teen, it only got worse and better, and then it got more intense. We were like homeless but not intense. We get evicted then move again. We like the gypsies in the middle of cities. We get your credit card and then we fed. With survival modes on
life in our suitcases, all on our shoelaces. Don't tell no one else, cause they don't know.
We were just out on the street with nowhere to be. And from what I can see, seems like no options. Now we're nowhere to go, no home of our own. All we see is no.
We got a place and we safe, but I can't take this serious no more, thanks. We got a place and we safe, but I can't take y'all serious.
Yo, I don't think this place holds the answers, no. The real world is hard and faster and cold. I cannot pretend to sit here. Buy this shit, goodbye this shit, it's over. So they call me a dropout, and they worry about where I'ma go. But I'm ready for a job now. Cause you
or something, we will lock eyes. And the one that's not being a dickhead, they'll have this look in their eye that says something along the lines of, go ahead. Let your ego win. get mad at me for not taking out the compost when we both know that fight you had with your mother last night triggered you and your abandonment issues are just flaring up. Go ahead. I can handle it. One might say I am further on the path to enlightenment. And the other one is completely powerless. You have to stop being a dickhead, but the other one generally goes like, you motherfucker. Fine. And honestly, we have just missed out, skipped right over so many valuable conversations in the name of self-development. So I highly suggest it, everyone. I highly suggest it. Here's the thing. If we all become more spiritual, more smoothie and salad bars will open up, and that's going to be good for the economy. So give it a try.
Because I can see your energy. And I'm waiting on your frequency to rise. Before you interact with me. Before you collab with me. Or try. Better get up on your frequency. If you tryna see me. Share the same space or breathe anywhere near where I be. If you tryna get by. Then your vibe gotta rise. Yeah, I'll tell you when.